Kearns was, will always be a really special person in my life, and you've probably heard lots of people mention Kearns this weekend, and you'll hear more. Kearns passed away this past spring, and there's a big loss. It was a big loss to all the people in this area who were involved with old-time music and old-time singing and banjo playing and just good old-time ways of doing things. And just to kind of quicken things up, I'll play a... Jimmy, if you give me my fiddle. I should also mention that Dwight Diller here was a big influence on me in getting to West Virginia in the first place and introducing me to lots of old-time music through the area. And I was thinking about a tune here that Dwight first told me about that he heard his good friend Sherman Hammond sing, and Dwight related this experience to me of him walking along a dirt road back in the wilderness. Him and Sherman were riding someplace together and they had a broken axle in the car and they had to walk out. And I should have Dwight tell the story, but it took a long time, and Sherman sang this song, and it's a long song, and probably took most of the way to town to sing it, didn't it?
While he's tuning, I got one thing to say. Jerry, this is kind of an emotional thing for me to say. Jerry's one of the main people that's kept old-time music in Augusta going. We think he's tops.
Well, Dwight told me about this old song and related that experience, and then I went down and I played it for Kearns, and Kearns said, yeah, he knew that. He'd heard that song, and he said that his uncle used to play that on the fiddle, and I got to hear that. And between what Dwight could tell me about the song and what Kearns could the words he could give me, and between hearing the fiddle play it, I tried to put it all together and came out with this. It's called The Federal Soldier. Country and my home. I bid adieu to old Kentucky, no longer can I stay. Hard times and the rebels are driving me away. Hard times and the rebels are causing me to moan, for I am a federal soldier and far from my home. Here's a glass of good old whiskey and a bottle of port wine. Now you can drink to your true love while I mourn for mine. For I've gone with General Burnside and his army now to roam. I am a federal soldier and far from my home. I will build me a castle on yonder's mountain high, where the wild geese will hear me as they go passing by. Maybe some turtle dove will hear me and come to me to mourn. For I am a federal soldier and far from my home.
Thank you. Thank you, Jerry. The tonight's concert is being dedicated to the memory of Currence Hammonds and to the ingratitude for the contribution which the Hammonds family has made to the music of Central West Virginia. And some of Currence's boys are here, and we hope they'll be participating as the day goes along. It's time to get on to the square dance, but I think maybe you've been able to see from this discussion the different ways in which music has figured in people's lives and how it's equally important to everybody, but how in some cases it's been the expression of struggle, and other cases it's been a kind of a nurturing, had a nurturing presence in people's lives and helped them to get on and live the kind of lives they want to live. It's reinforced the good things that people feel from the past. And I think old-time music is alive and well here in West Virginia. And I think I think if this summer and especially this weekend is any indication, I think it's got a long and happy future here, and I hope it's going to help turn some of the things around here in West Virginia that are not going right, and help to give these mountains back to us, and to help help us create the kind of life that we're going to be proud of, and that our children won't have to run off to Detroit or some other place, that our children, our kids can grow up here and have these songs and have this sense that something has passed on through to them. Thank you very much. We're going over to the dance. Yeah.